Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. This is Purpose Talk Radio, and it is the end of 2021. Wow, that just kind of floors me to believe that, to be honest with you. Not only is it the last day, it's the end or beginning of the 11th year of Purpose Talk Radio. We started recording 10 years ago. And broadcasting 10 years ago in December of 2011. And it's just been a wonderful journey. And we're looking a lot at what we are going to do as far as the show, as far as life, as far as a whole lot of things going into 2022. And we're going to, on today's show, discuss some of that. And help you plan on what to bags to pack and carry, and then baggage to leave behind while going into the new year. So we'll see how that all works. So we've got a little bit of housekeeping stuff for you before we start the actual information and part of the show. And that would be that the song you just heard is by the group True Trinity. And that would be the vocalist of Julian Clark, Rachel Grace, and myself. And Julian are the writers on that. You can find that at TrueTrinity.com. If you'd like to be a part of the discussion that goes on here today, there's a few ways that you can do that. One is if you are on the Blog Talk Radio page for Purpose Talk Radio, you can go to the chat, which is opening now as we are starting it, and that is, scroll down to the bottom of the page and you'll find it. You can type information in there, part of the discussion if you'd like. The other would be to call in at 563-999-3622, and you do need to press 1, so I know you want to talk, or you can just listen to the show there. Again, I'll give you that number, and I'll give it later on, too, as we take more discussion of 563-999-3622. And you can also come over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, and in doing that, I've noticed that our last show, for some reason, they're saying that the link doesn't work, and I'll have to go back and check on why that is. But for this show, there will be a post there where you can put questions, comments, feedback regarding the show in that as well. And in doing so, of course, we will hopefully see those or catch up on them later after the broadcast. So if you find something in this that you are particularly interested in today, please feel free to share it with your friends, family, all the wonderful people in your life, because in doing so, we get a little more reason to want to broadcast, of course. And also in doing that, it just allows us to feel like we've got, some more listeners and more discussion.
also let us know if you've got some topics that you might like to have us discuss in 2022. And if you've got particular guests for them, that's even a little bit better. Otherwise, we can just go along as time and life and space allow us, and spirit leads us to come up with new topics for the coming year. So whatever works for you is perfectly fine. Oh, I remember what happened. There was a bad link last time I broadcast, so I'll have to fix pieces. So anyway. So, okay. So what I've got to tell you for today is that we all look at the new year differently, you know, as we go through. There is one, our sponsor of this show, and that is True Visions Travel. And it's part of what came up as, you know, the topic of this. So you can go to that site at exactly True Visions Travel, TRUEVISIONSTRAVEL.com. And if you're looking to figure out what real bags you need to pack and what you need to do in the upcoming year, feel free to join us. I'll do some searching over there and send a message or whatever else you might want to do as far as that is concerned. So for now, though, we want to take a look at some of the positive things that happened over the last year, because I'm all about positivity and what we can do with that. And then also we want to hopefully take you on a guided meditation and help you sort out some of the things that you want to leave as baggage behind and what you might want to pack into your mental, physical, spiritual bag coming in. What you want to do with that. So here we go. So there's several things that happened this year that were absolutely wonderful in 2021. First of all, okay, so everybody knows we've got this COVID thing going on, right? Yeah, you know, that doesn't even have to really be discussed as a topic, right? However, what happened in that, just like last year, there have been a lot of advancements in technology because of that. A lot of alternative therapies are showing some promise and are being looked into as people are staying home and not wanting to go into a doctor or not wanting to risk whatever's happening in their lives. And they're looking at alternative medicines and things that they can use to stay healthy and get healthy in the process of all of this. What folks probably don't realize is that in Guinea, there was extra added problems as they had a huge breakout of Ebola. And that was back in February. But it was over by June. It was completely cleared, as opposed to other times when that has lasted months and into a year in the past. You know, and they were able to keep that death toll really low compared to what other things have happened in that time frame. You know, in comparison, they lost 11,000 people when it last attacked them in 2013 and lasted until 2016. Now, talk about a miracle and time helped out. Man, that's definitely awesome. You know, we've had quicker medical results. We were able to get these vaccines out for folks quickly. All of that has been able to help in the process of it. We have had a few wins for various cultures out there this year. We have been able to the indigenous folks, you know, have faced persecution along the way, but Austria decided to pay retribution to, or excuse me, reparation to the folks, their indigenous people. We have had a continuation of the understanding of Black Lives Matter in all of the, in all of what's been happening. There, back over in Sweden, there has been some work that the female females are more able to be politicians in that area. You know, in Sweden, Tanzania, Honduras, all of these areas have allowed for more women to be politicians. The LGBTQ plus communities have been able to pursue their rights to have same-sex marriages in various countries. Instead of, you know, persecuting folks for their choices. So I think that's it on some of the cultural things. You know, we've got a little more class inequality. We've picked up a couple of pennies in the United States on where women are receiving payment for their work, equal work, equal pay issues. Picked up a couple pennies over this last year. And maybe that's because a lot of people are working from home now. A lot more are able and are able to do that. And life has kind of switched into being able to have that kind of option for just about everybody. Well, I'm going to throw one in here that I just heard about today that's kind of sad news and it's kind of awesome news. We lost our wonderful actress, Betty White. And I think of all the wonderful shows, the wonderful things that she has brought us in her just under 100 years of life, that it is just amazing. You know, I don't know of anything that she's done that I have not gotten a good laugh out of. You know, the most popular, of course, for me, maybe not of course, but for me was Golden Girls. You know, as I'm learning a little bit more about the reality of what is St. Olaf, as I know somebody is going to college there, you know, and all the things that were part of her life and the charities that she put her money to and supported, and just, you know, again, women in general, and supporting and making sure that, you know, people were able to pursue and be their best they could be. And that's the image I think she portrayed for many folks, men and women, in society. And it's just been really, really cool, you know, to see her career. And will she be missed on the shows? Sure. Will she live on and those shows go into the ones that haven't already gone into think, you know, so that people can see these over the years? Sure will. I am absolutely certain of that. There's another one she was on recently, you know, her most recent show, and I can't remember. You know, that lady was still acting at 100 years old. You know, it's crazy. It's crazy. And it was just that, you know, what can people do when they put their mind to it at any age? So that's one of the interesting and wonderful things that happened. So let's see, what other things do we have that went on? You know, I'm not possibly going to be able to find them all or any of that kind of thing. But I just like to list, you know, a few of the ones that folks have, you know. Another person that we lost that was so well and wonderful for us was Alex Trebek. And, you know, the opportunity to put, I don't want to say everyday folks, but folks that weren't necessarily performers into the role of the show host, into the Jeopardy show host position. And that's been kind of cool watching that, seeing how that has spun out as well. And with still to try to figure out what's happening in that. We've had a couple of our performers, take on their own role of supporting themselves and not necessarily working through managers and financial people to pursue their cause and figure out their finances. They've taken some of that on like the rest of us need to do every day. So that's been pretty cool as well, hearing, some of those we don't want to hear about and some of them we do because, again, it gives us that personal power to think about how we can take these things on in our own lives, Well, if they can do it, well, why can't we? That kind of attitude and thing, I think it's been part of what I've been able to see myself over the last year. They've gone to different types of technology has definitely taken place over this past year. We have seen the things such as hearing aids go to smaller sizes. We've seen headsets and microphones used for social media and outreaches get smaller and easier to manipulate. We've had Habitat for Humanity be able to build the first 3D printed house in the United States. Take just the 3D image and create from that. I think in general, people have come to learn, experiment, understand each other on a different level. They've been able to look at the many things that are happening in the world and say, hey, we can be part of that. Maybe I can be part of that. Just again, reaching out, there've been a lot more folks that have perhaps needed food pantries and yet they don't even have to necessarily go to the food pantry to get their food. What's happening is that their neighbors are bringing them food and are making life a little bit easier, so that they don't necessarily have to go all the way into a food pantry, so that they can stay home. They can do all that kind of thing on their own and not feel like they have to ask or, that kind of thing. So it's been really very nice as neighbors have gotten to work with neighbors and, everybody has been able to just be together and find out who their neighbors are. Now, I've talked before about how, when all of this is over, what's going to happen as far as being able to communicate. We've learned to communicate with our neighbors and with our family through all of this. Now, is that similar to last year? Sure it is. Sure it is. But that's okay. That's quite all right. So I'm going to pause for just a second here. I got some tech thing to deal with. Okay, so we're back into the show part here. Thank you for bearing with me for a moment. So let's see. What else do we have? There have been people who are building things for people who have disabilities and need to have accessibility out there. You know why? Because they're home more. They've got a little more time to be able to help their neighbors as well. You know, I've seen some of these ramps that people have built, you know, or, you know, just being sociable. Let me think. You know, I'd love to hear from you folks what might have come about for you over the year as far as good news is concerned. You know, what things, what things for you were particularly positive news, positive experiences for yourself, or, you know, positive things that in life you've experienced, you know. You know, it seems like to one of the, okay, so some of the other things that I have seen over the years, over this year, excuse me, you know, we've had some superstars donate money to help communities that were hit by, for instance, tornadoes, you know, the bad weather that we've had through time and through the space of this. We've had young people save lives because they have understood and known about CPR and what needs to, what is happening there in life. So something just popped up on the Betty White that we were talking about before. Out here in Waukesha, where there was some violence at Christmas time, we had one of our basketball folks who grew up in that community make a substantial donation to the community to help rebuild and or for the funerals of all of those that were all the fatalities during that time. Let me see here. I've got a couple of resources that I use for positive news. And there's a lot of personality things this year, I think, that are out there, as opposed to, you know, in the past we seem to have had, I don't want to say bigger things, but less personal things that went on. You know, we've had people adopt children that have become orphans due to some of the tragedies and the trauma in life, whether it be COVID or storms or all of that, and been able to offer a home to many folks that otherwise would end up in orphanages or really not have a home because perhaps they're older, or children, you know, that have cancer or whatever, you know, have found their wishes coming true, that they, you know, things that they want to meet, particular celebrities. Tom Brady is a good one for that, for some of the folks that have cancer in his area, and visiting them and, you know, just supporting the kids on what they need for motivation to get better when that's possible. So I think what I'd like to do, you know, you all know what types of things are positive news out there. You know, there's no doubt about it. Excuse me. You've all heard me. heard me talk about positive news over the years. And so you know very well what I consider positive news and why it's important to me. I just in general, I believe positive news will keep us going. You know, we've had over the years lots of negative stuff. And so we don't need to keep hearing more of that. So just getting the news here that we need to keep us motivated, whether it be simply, you know, someone paying for groceries, someone, you know, for the person in line, someone going through a Starbucks drive-thru and paying to the next person who then pays it forward to the next person, and it goes through, you know, a half a dozen cars. Those kinds of things have been really cool that have been going on. And have they all happened? Sure they have. But for some reason, we're hearing more about those little things that are going on. So, again, you can call in at 563-999-3622. Again, 563-999-3622. If you wish to speak and share something particular, please do hit the number 1. Otherwise, I will presume that you are listening through the phone today. So, okay, so what we'd like to do, like I said, I'd like to take some folks, well, okay, there's a lot of medical, we talked about some of it before, but some of the other stuff, there's been some breakthroughs in cancer, particularly breast cancer, where, you know, it's not a death label anymore, you know. We've learned a lot about Alzheimer's and diabetes and a bunch of those diseases that before just to shut down people. And now we're able to offer some alternatives. You know, yes, it's been a few years since we've learned how music gets involved with Alzheimer's and dementia, but it's being used a lot more. And it's making folks be able to stay in their home a little longer because there's enough occasion to put on music and bring them back into the current state of what's going on that they can stay in their home and not have as much lack of memory and worrisome things for their safety, their health and safety. Here's one of the things, another piece of, I guess, a chunk of things that have gone on. The renewable resources that we've had out there have increased. And this has come along now that the reality is we don't have to rely as much on fossil fuels anymore because there are some other alternatives out there and other things that are being used for energy. You know, actually the fossil fuels this year, it's for the first time there was a report that the renewables generated more electricity than fossil fuels did in Europe. Now, when that comes to the United States and some of the other countries, that will be absolutely awesome. But it's a start. You know, that green energy is helping us along and helping us see more of what is possible to get rid of some of the strain on our current environment. And also what has happened in that also, you know, people are looking more at, a little more at recycling and what does that mean? And, you know, taking ownership on, especially this generation right now, has really, really focused on some of that stuff that I've seen. Now, hopefully I'm not incorrect in that. But I believe that's what's going on. You know, they're paying more attention to that. They don't want all of the styrofoam and things that we, many of us have for take-home foods and things like that. They want either the cardboards or the paper or, you know, things like that to work with. There was a major turning point also in that the global business has taken on ways to reduce emissions on the water. You know, we've looked at that in the cars and what we can do about that. But what's happened is the shipping industry, you know, looking at the water as well, and how can they reduce emissions and what do they need to do to help keep the waterways cleaner. And, you know, that's particularly, they're putting up greenhouses even on the ships for some of the things that they've had to work with. You know, so that's helped work with that as well. Now, you know, is that going to be an overnight thing that can really do a lot? No, you know, it may take us another 40, 50 years, but that's okay. It's a start. It's a start. You know, we've had some of our big companies really, really look at what they're using. You know, your Amazons, your IKEAs, companies like that that are out there saying, okay, well, we're known to do a lot of shipping, and how can we help to improve the ecological effects of what we're doing? And that's been, again, that's been pretty cool. So, all right. So what I would like to do here today, well, there was somebody that was listening online, and that call went away, and I apologize for that. I don't know what's happened to them. I think they went away simply because of a disconnection on the of the system here again. I really apologize when that happens, and there's not much I can do, but Blog Talk is dropping the line here today for some reason. So hopefully we will get that person back. I think I know who it was. Anyway, so what I'd like to do now is take folks in to look at a little bit. I see who was possibly on there. You know, take a look at you know, what we've got going on in our own lives, and take you through a bit of a guided meditation. So that you can look at the things that have happened in your life over the past year. I apologize. Whew, that's the disadvantage of reconnecting to their system. You know, take a look at some of the things in your own life that you've had, and what do we want to do with it? Do you want to bag it up and leave it behind as old baggage? Would you like to put it into a bag to take forward into the future? And would you kind of like to leave it on the line and see what happens, see if it's needed? You know, when we look at our trips, when we look at a vacation, we do this. You've got all this stuff at home. And, you know, some things you want, you think you want to take with, you know, do you need an extra hat? Do you need this color shoes or that color shoes, or can you do without it? What clothes do you need? You know, how many sweatshirts, how many pairs of jeans, how much dress attire? We look at all the things we have in our home currently, and we say, okay, what am I going to take on this trip? What am I going to leave behind? What am I going to wait till the last minute to see if, is there room in my suitcase? You know, and you know, we do that coming home from trips too. You know, do I want to buy this souvenir knowing that I'm going to have to put it back in the suitcase to take home and carry it, continue on this trip? Am I going to have to ship it? Am I going to have to find another way to get it where I want? And some people choose to do that with their lives in general. You know, a lot of people clean out their closets at the end of the year. They clean out their cabinets, their food cabinets, and check expiration dates and go through all that kind of stuff. So we'd like to look at the things in general that we have, the things that we've accomplished, things that we would like to still accomplish going forward in our lives. And what do we really want to work on? What's priority? How would we like to take it going forward into the new year? So I invite you to get yourself into a space where you are comfortable, where you can rest your feet. Either you can either lie down, or you can rest your, you know, keep your feet flat on the floor and rest in that, so that you're very comfortable in all of that and what you're doing. I would like to then have you, if you're comfortable, close your eyes and take a couple of deep breaths. Inhaling through your nose and out through your mouth very slowly, as opposed to the quickness that we are used to in our lives. And do this as a fashion of calming. Again, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And one more time. And I'd like you to, first of all, put yourself into a scene that you enjoy in your everyday life. Something, someplace that's comfortable for you in your everyday life. And we're going to start here on this journey. So this is where you're going to decide what goes into your bag. And I want you to think about some of the goals you had for the year, some of the projects that you did. Some of the people you talk to. People that you may have preferred not to talk to, or that you didn't get the chance to. We have lots of people in our lives, most of us. Then, you've got this list and this group of items in front of you. And I want you to look at each of these items. And I want you to sort them out of not necessarily things you want to forget from 2020, because everything, 2021, excuse me, because everything that you have experienced through that year is important. It helped you to come to what you are now. You know, but we all set some goals back in January, or most of us did, that, you know, just didn't come to fruition for one reason or the other. Either we decided they weren't needed, or we gave up on them, or we didn't have time, or circumstances said we can't. You know, think of that list you had a year ago. Think of what might be important going forward and what you can just kind of like leave there at the, you know, at the breaking point of this year, and what things you can literally just toss aside and say, okay, I'm done with that. I don't need that anymore. So first look at some of those goals and do that. You know, physically open a suitcase. We're going to pick a suitcase now. Pick a design that you might like. You know, if you could create your ideal suitcase, make it so that it's liftable or rollable.
you know, a reasonable size. But know that you're going to be able to stuff a lot into that. And take that suitcase and the things that you want to take with you going forward. And put the things that you want to go forward in that suitcase. I also want you to pick another suitcase and have one that's very kind of ratted. You know, maybe the color's faded on that. One that you'd probably traditionally be getting rid of anyway. And some of these things that you want to forget and leave behind, throw in that suitcase. And the things that you're just not sure about just yet, kind of, yeah, they can stay in the open. Just leave them between the two. Send them in the space. So after you sort through the goals, think of some of the major projects that you had over the year. Are they done? Can you leave them? You have maybe a few things you can finish up in the next few days, even at the very beginning of the year. You can leave those in the middle. You get to them. Are there projects you can close? Put in that ratted suitcase. And then what projects do you want to continue doing? And some of those may be similar to your goals. But put those projects in a nice, comfortable, perhaps newer looking case. Now this next part, I'm going to give you just a couple minutes for that first. And then we'll go into the next part that maybe I think is probably the toughest for a lot of us. We'll just look at goals and projects for the moment. Then I'd like for you to think of the first, 12 to 15, maybe 20 people who come to mind for you, whether they be coworkers, family, friends, a service person, just in general, who are those people? Maybe you need to jot their names down as we're thinking about this. So that you can decide how they fit into the next year, the next part of your life. Now, some of those people may come into the picture because you haven't seen them in a while, and you're supposed to make that connection again. Some people may come to mind because they have been in your face all year and just not something you want to continue, or maybe they've been alongside you coaxing you along and you want to make sure they are and remain part of your life in the coming year. Again, sort through that list of people and who do you want to go with you into the new year? Who are you willing to release? And who are you just not quite sure how they fit into your life? Put them, their names, some symbol of them into each of the appropriate suitcases. You can always come back later to this meditation and make a longer list of any of these things. We'd just like you to work on a few now. And I'll let you sort through those.
And I want you to do this with your first intuition on all of these. You know, what's the first thought that comes to your mind? That's usually what is accurate.
Now, the next category
I'd like you to look at is a little bit of health. I'll break it into a couple of different areas. And when it comes to health, I'm talking mental, physical, spiritual, emotional, all of the parts of health. So the first thing I'd like for you to think about is, what word or phrase did you pick up during 2021 that you found the most helpful for you? And so therefore you want to make sure you hang on to that in 2022. You know, maybe one, two, three phrases, important things that you really want to focus on, repeating to yourself or repeating for others or whatever, that you picked up from your experiences. And put those in that travel suitcase. And then if there's any phrases or things that you want to knock out of your vocabulary, knock out of your thoughts, leave that behind. That just did not help me at all. That is not working. Or a phrase that has people have said, you know what, you really are saying that an awful lot. You know, as a kid, the term, the word like crept into things. Apparently I've got a phrase of cool that has crept into my vocabulary. That isn't necessarily something I need in the professional realm. And again, maybe one or two or three things, not a lot right now, because we're not taking the time for a lot of things. Then I want you to look at your physical health. Are there things that you did this last year that were helpful to you? Things that were able to spur you on to be more physically healthy. Place those in your travel suitcase. If there's a couple things you say, I don't know. I haven't been doing that long enough to know. You can set them in the middle. And those things that you need to set back, go ahead and do that and see where these different things land. And look at some of the clothes that you have. Are there any of those kinds of things? That you're just ready to let go. There's a few things you want to make sure you wear a little more because someone said to you, hey, you look really good in that. Or things that you might want to get another color of. Because, sure, the outfit looks great, but maybe the color's off. Or the color's great, so you want to get another one entirely of the same thing. And then there's a spiritual connection. Now, what has worked for you this year in your own spiritual development? What are a couple of things that you can do to improve that this next year? Do you want to try meditation? Have you decided a certain type of meditation isn't going to work? You know, maybe you've tried yoga and that just isn't going to work. So maybe you'll try guided meditations. Maybe you've done the church thing and outgrown where you are now. Maybe you want to look to something else. Again, sort those kinds of things out as well. And your travel case is probably starting to seem like it's getting a little full, and that's okay. There's enough room in there for whatever you want to do right now. And know that. And then we go on the emotions. Are there some emotions that you just need to work on a little better and being able to express them better? For some of us, maybe it's joy. For some of us, it's disappointment. For some, actually, it might be sadness. They hold everything in and never express it, and then you get the... It affects the body as well. Maybe it's learning to laugh a little bit more or finding some things to laugh at. It's your few of your emotions there. And again, sort them out. So now I want you to take both of those suitcases, and I'd like you to zip them closed. And I want you to, for the one that you are not going to take with, for the one that you definitely want to get rid of everything, I want you to find a couple pieces of wood or some paper or something around you. And I want you to set that on that suitcase. Move it away from anything that, you know, might in your scene burn too quickly. And I want you to look around for something that you can use to light this case on fire and send it off into the air, the universe. And as you do, I want you to say thank you for all I've learned because of you. Thank you for what I've gained by you being part of my life to this point. Now I release you and let you go to serve your purpose elsewhere. Now I want you to take the I want you to imagine giving yourself a piece of paper and writing down the main topics that we've discussed here today. Being goals, projects, words, health of body, mind, spirit, and emotion. And know that you can come back to this project at any time, to this meditation at any time, and add things, you know, set up a new suitcase, set up a new project of just sorting these things out. Because you still have that middle pile that, you know, this time may or may not have gotten where you want it to be. There may be a few too many things in there yet for you. You know, you may have really hedged on, do I want this or don't I want this? And that's okay. Hopefully you've had a lot of solid decisions on where stuff goes. Now, I want you to add that to the pile that's going to just sit there for now. If you want to make another copy of it of what you want to go on and the, as a luggage tag on the travel case, you can do that as well. I want you to pick up your travel case, turn your back on those other two piles, the one you just burned and the one that's kind of, not sure what to do. And I want you to look forward. And I want you to pick an ideal place if you could choose anything and any place to be. What would it look like? What would it seem to be? What would that experience be? And look at it like you're looking at a movie, into a movie theater or movie right now. Or a painting or whatever media you might want to use to create that scene for yourself. And I want you to look at the ground. And I want you to notice the scene where you are and the scene you created as your ideal one, the one you're in today that's comfortable and the one for the future. And notice there's probably a pretty determined line between the two. Maybe it's a little fuzzy. Maybe they kind of meld together. But there is a break and a line between them of some kind. I want you to take that travel case and I want you to cross that line in whatever method is comfortable for you. Jump, skip, walk. Run right over that into the new year. Because that ideal dream at all is exactly that. It's a new year for you. It's a new start. And that doesn't mean everything goes away. Because you got the things you want to carry with you. The things you want to remember. The things you want to build on. On this other side, when you're there, open up the suitcase. Start setting a few things out where you can see them clearly. And you don't have to find a specific home for them at the moment, but make sure they're where you can readily get to them. Now, I bet there's also a group of things that you really wish you had in 2021 or that you wish you had done. But they weren't really part of your goals. They weren't part of your experiences at all. They're things that you realized as you went along. If I had done just that, then maybe whatever. So if you think of any of those, I want you to create a pile or a mantle with those pieces on it. So that you have that here to remember and to think about in the new year. Make sure you take that luggage tag off and put that where it's visible also. On that list of the topics we discussed before. I want you to look around this room and take it all in. This room, this space, it's whatever you've created. My mind just went and created a hot air balloon. That's very interesting. It's a pretty small area to put all this stuff in. Yeah, but that's what it is. Whatever you created is what your being believes you should have. Look around, take it all in, make sure you make some mental notes. Because what you think about is what you will be able to conceive in this next year. Your brain is very powerful. It allows you more access to things than you probably realize. And I consider how many times you said, I wish I did, and all of a sudden, or, boy, I really should talk to, and they call you. You know, our mind is very strong and creates what we should have or what we need. And sometimes it creates things we don't need, and that's okay too. So on this side of the room, I want you to say thank you for all these experiences I've had and everything I've learned. Please remind me when I need you the most of how you helped me in the past. Let that memory come forward when I need it to be successful in the next year or the next part of my life. Now take a picture of this area, a mental picture. And you start to come back to the time and space that we're in right now. If you choose to go back over that line, you can, until the actual new year. If that's more comfortable for you to come out of this, that's fine. Or you can just fade into whatever the here and now is and leave that other space behind. Know that at any time you can come back to this space and you can do some more work and figure out whatever else you need. And again, I want you to take a couple of deep breaths through your nose and out your mouth. And thank your mind and yourself and your body for everything that you just experienced. And ask whatever higher power being that is within you and your spiritual development to help you succeed in this next coming year. Because no matter what you think of past years, those too have been a success. You may think of things that weren't so good or that bring you back into things that maybe should have been packed up in previous years. Do you know what? Because of what you've learned, because of what you've done, because of what you've been able to create for yourself for now, all of that is good. And when you're comfortable, bring yourself back into current time and space. Shake yourself out and come on back to life as you know it. And life in general of Purpose Talk Radio. So again, if anybody would want to share anything of this, please feel free to do so by commenting either in the chat room or on Purpose Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook. Let yourself enjoy the new year and everything that has been given to you and experienced by you. And as we move into the next year, my goal is to be broadcasting from a different platform. As I say goodbye to this year, I say goodbye to what I've been using and move on to something else. Unfortunately, I did not have any time to test the new platform, so I decided I was going to use the last one here where we are and move forward with something else next year. Hopefully, everything works in the new platform, so I don't have to worry about it. So, folks, again, you know, this show has been brought to you by True Visions. Travel. TRUEVISIONSTRAVEL.com, True Trinity, and Purpose Talk Radio. I have nothing more to say except an affirmation for this year. Let's see what kind of affirmation I should have for to leave us. If I take it, you know, I kind of did already. Lead us through that. So maybe it is something to the effect of, I thank all of my experiences for the good they have had for me. And look forward to how they will help me in the future. So I thank all of my experiences for the good they have had for me. And look forward to how they will help in the future. That's our affirmation for this week, or till the next time we are together. So for now, folks, all I can say is Happy New Year. And we close with a True New Song, I Am Who I Am. And until next time, I wish you all soul blessings. Thanks for listening. And feel free to share this link, the link from this show, with anyone else you think might benefit from it.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.